Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know, I was hoping that I would bump into Matthew Collar at NBA Summer League. But, you know, he makes the trek out west a little bit after me. Johnny come lately. But he loves some football, and we all love football. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, joins us. He returns here on the Lake Show. Matthew, a long time no talk, but football's here.
Oh, football is here, absolutely. But I did have to sneak out to Las Vegas to see Lady Gaga kick off her tour. That's why.
How was that?
The wife. Oh, dude, it was unbelievable. I mean,
give me the breakdown. Give me a review.
Even if you don't know her music that well, like, the show is mind blowing. Like, it's not just her singing, it's the band. It's kind of like a Broadway show in some ways. Like, there's so many things that go into it, and she kind of has this mayhem story that goes through the songs, and there's like different versions of the songs.
Hello?
The whole thing. I mean, it was amazing. It was fantastic. So if anybody gets a chance, but I don't think she's coming here, which is why we wanted to find a way to see her.
Okay. All right. So real quick, because you kind of cut out there for a second, actually a couple of times. Where did you see her perform it? And I'm assuming it was not at the Sphere.
No, unfortunately, it wasn't at the Sphere. Sorry, the phone cut out. It was at the, I forget what, the T-Mobile Arena is what it's called, the hockey arena. So, yeah, it was in there. And she actually, you know, she could play stadiums if she wanted to, but she actually decided for this tour that she didn't want to play stadiums so she could have kind of more creative control, I think, was the thing. And, you know, it turned out great. So definitely one of the best shows I've ever seen.
All right, football is upon us. Training camp has started for the Minnesota Vikings. I guess here in the first opening week of training camp kicking off, anything stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is like how it would look in the first couple days with J.J. McCarthy. I thought day one was pretty smooth. We were indoors. So that kind of changes the dynamic a little because it was raining. But it was pretty smooth on day one. They didn't do a lot. There was only a handful of 11-on-11 reps and just sort of getting ramped up. But McCarthy picked up where he left off, which was in a really good place after minicamp. Looked in control and hit a couple of throws down the field. One of them was 50, 60 yards to Jordan Addison and, you know, so forth. So it looked good. And then today, first time outside, was a little more, I would say, disjointed of a practice. Defense ahead of the offense kind of thing. Starting to get some of that install going on and get down, you know, the basics. And then Justin Jefferson left practice with some too serious. But
Wait. Say that one more time. So wait. You got to repeat that part because it cut out again. I don't know what's going on. But it cut off when you said Justin Jefferson left practice and then it went blank.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plane went right over me. I wonder if that is the problem there. So Jefferson left practice with some tightness. And after he went out, now there's nothing wrong. Like, he's not going to be out any amount of time. He stood on the sideline and watched the rest of practice. So that's not going to be an issue. But When the other receivers were in there, like, clearly it was a lot different, right? And I think that that's, you know, one of those things where he started to build chemistry with Jordan Addison and with Jefferson and with Hawkinson.
I don't know what's going on with.
Are we struggling?
We're struggling a little bit. It's like every like minute or so it'll cut out for like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Somebody sabotaged you. Have you paid the bill?
I think I have. Do you want Chris to call me back?
Do you want to call him back?
I'll call him back.
All right, let's call him back. Yeah, we'll do that. See, that is a radio pro right there. Matthew Collar gets it. He's like, we got to figure out what's going on, what's the setup here, why does it keep cutting out, whatever. Because it doesn't make for great radio for people out there listening that are like, what's going on with Matthew Collar's cell phone or his house phone or I don't know what phone. But he's a pro. He's a pro's pro. So we're going to check back in with him for a second. Yeah, that right when he was talking about Justin Jefferson, I was like, oh, no, don't go out now. But to hear that it was just a little bit of, you know, tightness or stiffness, whatever, that all is good. He sat on the sidelines and kind of watched the rest of the practice. That makes me feel good about all that's happening. All right, we got you back here, Matthew. I appreciate that. I mean, you're a pro's pro, man. You know the drill.
Yeah, so hopefully our connection here is good now. But, you know, so Jefferson was okay. The other receivers got in. I thought it was interesting that Rondale Moore was kind of the first guy that came off of the bench to go in for Justin Jefferson. And it has to be a conversation with a very likely suspension coming from Jordan Addison of who is the next man up at wide receiver. And I think our first look at it today was kind of, there's going to need to be a lot of progress here for some of these guys to get on the same page with McCarthy because it wasn't the smoothest practice. The other thing that's sort of looming over this camp so far is Josh Metellus' situation where he didn't practice today. They said it was an ankle injury. You know, was it really an ankle injury or is he still in the negotiation process? That I'm not 100% sure about. But he is also moving back to a more traditional safety spot where Cam Bynum played last year. And he's had so much success being in this sort of hybrid box safety type of role.
Yep.
It represents kind of a big change there for Brian Flores' defense. But, I mean, so far, like, this is a very talented team. It's a veteran team. The practices have been fine. But those are just kind of a couple things that stood out.
Yeah, we're talking to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I want your take on my take. I gave this take a week or so ago. And my take is this about Jordan Addison. I want a suspension. And it's pretty simple. I believe in accountability. When people make mistakes and they do things that put them on the radar the first time with the speeding, and then you pop up the next offseason and you have another incident, which is a severe thing in terms of a DUI, then, yeah, you need to face some consequences. Not only because that's a serious offense, but also because he needs to learn the lesson in his professional life that, you know what, man, I got to get my stuff together, man. I'm going to face some consequences if I don't learn from my mistakes. And I hope that he does learn from his mistakes. I didn't want him getting off scot-free. I want him to be suspended for a couple of games. Your thoughts?
No, I completely agree with you. And, of course, from a football perspective, the Vikings don't want him suspended for any games because I think he's one of the guys that has come back to training camp looking really good. And he's already a great player. He should, but I think he's looked stronger. I think he's put some muscle on, and he also spent time this offseason working out with Justin Jefferson, spending some time on the side working out with JJ McCarthy as well, and that's a big deal for him because I think that he was a little more on the recluse side over the last couple of years, the first two seasons that maybe didn't do stuff like that, and this is kind of a year where he could take another step. But at the same time, you do hope that he learned from a year of things going on, whether it was legal cases, court dates, being in the news constantly for when the next court date is going to be. And then, you know, according to his agent, spent some time working with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, learning their story and learning about the consequences of driving while impaired. And then, you know, now that's on your permanent record when you take a plea deal out in Los Angeles, and it's very likely that he gets suspended for at least two games, maybe three, I think three is the projection, but it's possible they could lower it just on sort of good behavior over the last year. But that's a lot. That's a lot of consequences off of one night's action. And I agree with you, because if he does learn that lesson and he does have another really strong year and maybe even better than last year, I mean, we're talking about somebody that you can pair with Justin Jefferson for the next, what, 7 years? I mean, you could have this be a connection for a long time, similar to what Cincinnati has with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, or Philadelphia with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, you'd have one of the top three or four wide receiver pairings in the league for a long time. Think about the value of that. But if it goes the other way and he doesn't learn from this sort of thing, then you might be talking about not even signing him to a contract extension. They can have that conversation with him even next summer,
yep,
about a contract extension, but they have to feel really good about where he's at in order to do that.
But let me ask you this, just as a side note, talking about receivers, Jalen Naylor, is there another level for that guy, or do we think that he is what he is?
Well, I think that there's definitely another level for him. Sometimes it can be hard to see it because it's always Addison and Jefferson. So whoever the third wide receiver is just sort of has to slide in wherever they are. Last year, he did a really good job in spurts and in moments. Like, you remember against the Packers at home at the end of the season, had a couple of big catches, a long touchdown. Against San Francisco early in the year, he had a great catch that kind of put the 49ers away. I think that he has football speed. Like, I don't know what his 40 is. Doesn't matter. He is really fast, and I think he can make plays down the field. But I think it's about becoming more of a complete wide receiver. And what we've seen from him is, I think he took that seriously in the offseason, because he definitely put.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Put an emphasis on that. And I also think he realizes, like, if Jordan Addison gets suspended for 3 games, he steps into that role and performs well, and he's going to be a free agent after the year. I mean, he could get a pretty darn big contract from somebody if he shows what he can do. So I think he's put in the work to try to, you know, get there to that point. But when you play in this offense, the football doesn't always come to you if you're wide receiver three with so many other options. I mean, even today, you know, J.J. McCarthy's throwing to Jordan Mason sometimes. You're like, oh, that's not even a guy I think about in the passing game. And yet, there he is. Even someone like Josh Oliver. So they have so many weapons. But I think Addison goes out, we could really see a breakout from Jalen Naylor.
All right, so help me with this. The number one question I have regarding the defense of the Minnesota Vikings is cornerback play. What's your assessment of what we're likely to see early on with regards to the cornerbacks in the secondary?
So, yeah, the cornerback situation is interesting because as of this moment, Jeff Okuda is playing with the first team. Now, that's not something that I would prefer in the long run, unless it's one of those great stories where a guy is a big bust and then becomes a great player.
Sam Darnold.
I was going to say, it's not like we've never seen it before, but it is pretty rare, though, for corners, defensive linemen, receivers, and, you know, Laquon Treadwell is probably on his 14th team because people always sign first-round draft picks. I think that they want Mekhi Blackmon to win that job eventually, but as of right now, it's Jeff Okudah because he's the veteran player. And it is possible that playing a certain role, which is kind of what Shaq Griffin did for them last year, it's just when they're in the nickel package, he's out there. But you're not looking at a lot of proven elements of this cornerback group and even of the secondary in general. It's really only Harrison Smith and Byron Murphy who have big sample sizes of playing well, and Josh Metellus, but they've put Theo Jackson out there quite a bit. Isaiah Rodgers is, I would say, half proven. Like, he's played enough snaps to be in the NFL, but he's never played a full season of snaps. I think he's looked fantastic so far in training camp, which I know is 2 days. I'll count mini camp as well. I think he looks like a starting outside corner in the NFL, but Okudah's really got to prove it because his past in the NFL has been really not good.
You're 100% right. But, I think that the thing it feels like with Okudah is that the beginning of his NFL career, it just seems like it's been cursed by injury. I'm not sure that Jeff Okudah's a guy that I hate his actual cornerbacking talent. It just seems like it's been marred and just cursed with injury. If this guy can stay healthy, knock on wood, maybe he's got a chance to develop into something. But like you just mentioned, I mean, it's not like we haven't seen those big comeback stories before in the National Football League, because we have seen those.
All the time. I mean, if someone's a first or second round draft pick, even if they're the biggest bust, like Lewis Cine is still in the NFL, which is insane because he couldn't even come close to the field for the Minnesota Vikings, but yet some team is always going to pick a guy up and say, we'll give him a chance. Normally, you don't see that guy being someone you have to rely on. So, that would be the thing. If they're not thrilled with how Mekhi Blackmon looks through this first part of training camp and they're going to go with Okudah, then I think that you're kind of in wait-and-see mode there for him to prove that that talent can actually come to fruition, because even when he has been healthy over his career, it's not like it's been impressive when he's been in the games. And I do think that Brian Flores, and I was actually talking to Byron Murphy about this today, that Brian Flores and this culture and these coaches, Durante Jones is the defensive back coach, I think will someday very soon be a defensive coordinator. They do a great job getting the most out of these guys. We saw a good season from Gilmore last year, a good season from Griffin. And look, I mean, no one paid Shaq Griffin any money in free agency, but he had a good year here last year. So yeah. I think it is a position that they can elevate what's there, and that would maybe be your best argument for Jeff Okudah.
Hey, thanks so much, Matthew. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to the Thursday night conversations, man, here on the show, talking some your favorite thing, the football.
Oh, football? Oh, yeah. I'll be ready.
And Lady Gaga.
Yes.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar. Check out his fine work at Purple Insider. Always joining us during the football season on Thursdays right here on the Lake Show, as I hit my mic. And I should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.